A new after-school program in the Oakland and Hayward area is serving foster, immigrant, and unhoused youth. An East Bay teacher started Project Refresh after witnessing the instability of the pandemic and how it affected vulnerable children. So she wanted to offer students a multi-purpose space where they can get homework help or work on creative projects. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Junia Kim, founder and executive director of Project Refresh. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about this. So was there a turning point? Was there some specific incident that made you want to do this?
Yeah. So this actually began prior to the pandemic. I'd been teaching for a bit now, and I'd just seen students, especially, I think in Alameda County, our foster care system is pretty, like our situation right now is pretty unique. California itself has about 1/7 of the total population of foster youth in the U.S. So there's not like a lot of precedence with other programs and other resources out there. So it started prior to the pandemic. And then during the pandemic, as things began to open and as we began to see what needs arose, I was able to partner up with the Department of Foster Youth Services and McKinney-Vento at Alameda County Office of Ed. And that's how this program began.
So where do you get the staff to work with the kids?
Yeah, so I've been really lucky, reached out to my network. As you mentioned, I've been an educator in the East Bay. I've been here since 2012. And so some of our staff, for instance, they worked either with foster youth side or they worked from the education side. And part of this goal is really to see, like, how can we marry the education piece with the social work piece?
So do parents have to pay to use it, or how does that work?
No, this is free. Right now, it's like really open to all the youth, and we do preference and extra support, like transportation support even, for students who are impacted by the foster care system, on housing insecurity or unaccompanied immigration.
And what kind of outcomes are you seeing at this point?
Yeah, so we're really new. We only started, we're about a month old at this point, and we've seen a lot of interest with our regular students. I actually just got back from our first Saturday deep dive field trip with Oaktown Boulders in Oakland. And the students who are coming, they're like, oh, I love coming. Obviously, I'm going to say the positive things. But right now our focus really is on recruitment and trying to support students with, you know, like leaving their home and coming for in-house, in-person support.
So anything parents let their kids do nowadays, they want to know what the COVID protocols are. So how do you take care of that?
Yeah, no, so it's we follow the same protocols that you follow at school. We have the COVID check in the beginning. We have people fill out a health protocol, a contract from the beginning. All of that is actually on our website under the page that says health protocols. Our website is seen52.org/refresh. And then on there, we have a lot of information on our COVID protocols, but really using like the Swiss cheese method of like multiple measures is like not just one measure, but multiple measures is what's going to help prevent and keep students' health at the forefront.
Give me that web address one more time for people who might be interested in contacting you.
Sure. seen52.org/refresh. Seen is SEEN52. The idea of us seeing and loving our students 52 weeks out of the year.
All right. Sounds like a winner to me. Junia Kim, founder and executive director of Project Refresh, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with that.
Thank you.